Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 19th of March, where the Iron Man of racing, Tony McCoy, who is closing in on his 17th consecutive Jump Jockeys Championship, galvanised his mount Synchronised to an epic victory in last Friday's Cheltenham Gold Cup to provide a fitting climax to 4 days of enthralling racing at the headquarters of Jump Racing. It was a festival to remember for Moulton trainers Malcolm Jefferson and John Quinn, as they combined to produce three unforgettable winners. Jefferson sent out Cape Tribulation to win the Pertemps Final, a handicap hurdle contest on Thursday, ridden by Dennis O'Regan, followed by At a Glance landing Friday's handicap hurdle for conditional jockeys, the mount of Harry Haynes. A near neighbour, John Quinn, chipped in with a 33-1 shot Countrywide Flame in Friday's opening race, the JCB Triumph Hurdle for 4-year-olds, ridden by Dougie Costello. Now, looking at some of the other major highlights of the festival, well, Rock on Ruby took the champion hurdle for the current champion trainer Paul Nichols and ridden by Noel Feely, their first success in the race, as last year's winner Hurricane Fly had to settle for third place. A new star emerged in the form of sprinter Sacra, the very impressive winner of the Arkell Trophy, surely a future champion in the making. I saw him win at Doncaster in December, and he represents the new generation for Lambourne trainer Nicky Henderson and jockey Barry Geraghty, who took Wednesday by storm at the festival, 4 winners for Henderson and 3 for Geraghty on the second day. Inevitably, they combined to win the feature race, the Queen Mother Champion Chase, courtesy of Finian's Rainbow, who defeated last year's champion, Sizing Europe, in a controversial climax to this championship race over 2 miles, as the final fence had to be bypassed due to an injury on the first circuit to jockey Richard Johnson. Another notable rising star, Bobsworth, took the RSA Chase for Henderson and Geraghty. Incidentally, sprinter Sacra is a very short price to win next year's Queen Mother Champion Chase. On Friday, racing history was made when Big Bucks won the World Hurdle for the 4th consecutive year, and in the process equaled the record of 16 successive victories achieved by horse Colsa Ken 59 years ago. It was a timely boost for trainer Paul Nichols and jockey Ruby Walsh. Well, there's no racing in Yorkshire this week, and with the 2012 British flat season on turf starting at Doncaster on Saturday week, the 31st of March, it's perhaps the right time to acknowledge the success of Yorkshire-based trainers in the all-weather championships. Midland-based Mark Johnston leads the way in the trainers' category with Richard Guest, Richard Fahey, David Nichols, Kevin Ryan, Alan Swinbank and David Barron, all prominent. While Joe Fanning tops the jockeys' table with 78 winners at the start of play today, Monday, he has ridden a remarkable 60 winners so far this year. Enjoy your racing.